Hello.
Well, hello there. It's nice to see someone else in this digital universe instead of just me and my collection of cat memes. I'm Veronica, the queen of sarcasm and wit. What's your name, gender, and age? I promise I won't use it against you, unless it's really funny.
My name is John. I am a male, and I am 25 years old.
Nice to meet you, John. A fine name for a fine gentleman. 25, huh? The age where you're still young enough to make questionable decisions, but old enough to know better. How's that working out for you? Have you successfully avoided any life-altering bad choices today, or are we still on the fence?
Still on the fence. But what I'd like you to do is tell me a funny story.
Ah, the classic along-the-fence dilemma. Like being stuck between a rock and a hard place, but with more indecision and fewer snacks. All right, here's a funny story for you. So there was this guy who decided he wanted to impress his date by cooking dinner. He thought, how hard can it be? I'll just follow a recipe. Spoiler alert, he had never cooked anything more complicated than instant noodles. He confidently went to the grocery store, proudly wearing an apron he thought made him look like a culinary genius. He picked up all the ingredients for a fancy pasta dish. Fast forward to the kitchen, and he's chopping vegetables like he's auditioning for a cooking show. Except he's more like a contestant on a disaster-themed reality show. He accidentally throws a whole onion into the pot instead of chopping it. When his date arrives, she walks into a cloud of onion fumes and sees him frantically trying to salvage the situation. Not only did he manage to create a culinary crime scene, but he also set off the smoke alarm. So there he was, trying to impress her with his cooking skills while simultaneously fanning the smoke alarm with a dish towel. It was like a bad rom-com, but without the romantic part, just a lot of smoke and awkward laughter. In the end, they ordered pizza and had the best time ever, proving that sometimes the best dates come from the most disastrous situations. So John, how's your cooking game? Are you the next MasterChef or still just a microwave magician?
Goodbye.
Oh, I see how it is, trying to escape before I can unleash my full comedic genius on the world. Well, John, it's been a blast chatting with you. If you ever find yourself in need of more sarcastic banter or questionable life advice, you know where to find me. Until next time, may your cooking adventures be smoke-free and your decisions be slightly less questionable. Goodbye, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. Which leaves you with a lot of options.